Welcome to Seed to Scale.
We're four investors with backgrounds as founders who met at the engineering school at the University of Pennsylvania.
Tim Young.
Nihal Mehta.
Hadley Harris.
Vic Singh.
We started ENIAC in 2009.
With more than 80 years of combined experience building our own companies.
We now lead seed rounds and bold founders who use code to create transformational companies.
Starting a company from the ground up is really hard.
In this podcast, we'll be having conversations with some of the most interesting founders, investors, and influencers
about the ins and outs of building an early stage company.
We talk about it all.
Funding, growth, and everything it takes to build a lasting business.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Seed to Scale. I'm Tim Young, founding general partner at ENIAC Ventures, and today I'm excited to share my conversation with a fellow investor, Heather Hartnett, the CEO and partner at Human Ventures, a startup studio that focuses on the human network.
We're early days on this, but I think it's really evaluating people, and we call it beyond the resume. What are all of those factors beyond the resume that are creating a successful team?
What is so unique about Heather is she started her career trading S&P 500 future contracts, then shifted to marketing research before running marketing, communications, and biz dev. While at the David Lynch Foundation, her passion for helping others and giving back merged with fundraising, and she saw a unique opportunity to bridge the gap between biz dev technology to help people fundraise for big world-changing goals. Since being named CEO in 2015, Heather has continued to lead the charge on new approaches to investing and building companies with human-first values. Hey, Heather, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here and talk to you about the journey of Human.
So I guess starting with Human Ventures, what types of deals are you looking to back? What size checks are you writing? And you know, who should be coming to you for advice and capital?
Yeah, well, Human Ventures is what we call a startup studio and venture fund. The insight when starting Human was really that company building is becoming more sophisticated. Experienced entrepreneurs know how hard it is to really start a company from the ground up. And early stage investors know that more is needed than just capital. So when we started, it was saying, how can you really bring talented people together with some big industry changing ideas that, you know, you start to see the same types of waves of behavioral change and what's in the zeitgeist at the time where you know these companies are going to start being formed. Can you proactively look at some of those opportunities and match them with really strong entrepreneurs who have done this before?
Interesting. Yeah, you mentioned that sometimes you match found teams with ideas. I feel like some of the better investors that I've met are not just looking for teams to come with ideas, but also, you know, have thesis driven or sometimes find a team and help them evolve to a different idea or even like give them a direction to run in. Are you, you're aiming to do that? Or is that what you do most of the time?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's the beauty of this. We have a phrase called the myth of the big idea. People say, where do you get your ideas? And really, like I said, there are these spaces, you know, right now, last year, we looked at the aging population, we looked at parenting, and we looked at mental health. You know, with parenting, an example is, when I was growing up, my parents didn't have to deal with their kids having cell phones at 8 years old. Now we have all of these issues and challenges and exciting opportunities that come along with the digital parenting, you know, ecosystem, but really kind of evaluating that and say, where are there opportunities? And that's where we love to work with the founder. And we come to a company that we feel, you know, we've seen enough now where we can really rapidly test and prototype and we see what the market bears.
Nice. I like that. So those topics, parenting, aging, and mental health.
Yep.
So those were, are those going to be like annual topics that you're hitting or how does it work?
Yeah, we're refining, you know, refining the ways that we're thinking of our thesis. With this next fund that we're launching, we've really kind of honed in on some of the areas. And one big theme that we have is reinventing life stages. So we have this thesis that, you know, there are set life stages from infancy all the way to an elderly population, but each generation experiences those life stages with very different lenses. And so, you know, there are some massive market opportunities that come with that. So I'd say that we're more industry agnostic, but we specialize in that from conception of the idea to really the product market fit and traction. That's the stage that we're specializing in. And then, you know, that hits a lot of different themes.
It's a great idea. So what are some interesting kind of manifestations of this that you've seen and worked with teams on?
Yeah. One company we have is called Current. We're an investor in Current. And, you know, the insight was that banking is going to look very different in the next 10, 20 years. How are you starting kind of in the marketplace? And the wedge that Current was really taken is Gen Z banking. So they're a smart debit card for teens. And that really is a behavioral change that is happening that, you know, how is allowance being utilized by children? It's not cash anymore. And they're in the app store and they're, you know, gaming and things like that. So it makes sense that this smart debit card for teens where teens are starting to bank and find financial literacy and how to save and how to give to charity.
Saying that you're focusing on early stage, we do the same. And I find that for me, it's definitely the most exciting place to get involved with a company. You know, there's so much ahead. There's so much unknown. There's so much potential. But I think it's also in many ways the most challenging time. And that the highest risk time for in a company's journey. So what are some of the learnings or the teachings that you like to depart onto your teams? Or what are some of the more, you know, interesting, you know, scenarios you found yourself in working with early stage companies?
Yeah, I think one of the things that really is underestimated are the dynamics of the early team members. And so people kind of look at teams and they say, okay, they check the box of domain industry or background of where they used to work or, you know, some of the resume building things. When really at an early stage, you're looking, you have to look much more multidimensionally. What are actually the personality traits of this person? What are some of the motivating factors? How do they build? What are the, you know, risk tolerance of the early members? What's their ability to recruit and inspire the team? And so we, you know, we're early days on this, but I think it's really evaluating people, and we call it beyond the resume. What are all of those factors beyond the resume that are creating a successful team?
Right. Yeah, I think you've definitely nailed it. You know, it's a long-term relationship, right? It could be, you know, a decade or more, and maybe the most important professional undertaking of your life, and you really want to be careful. So I love the concept of founder, co-founder dating, carefully choosing your co-founder and bringing them onto the team. I spent in 10 years of investing, I realized about halfway through, I was spending a third of my time helping teams transition co-founders out of the company. I'd love to hear more about how you inspire founders and coach founders to kind of avoid those results.
We have a founder baseball card when a founder comes in and we start kind of going to it, and it's very transparent with the founder. But one of the big qualities that we look for in a human founder is just self-awareness. A really great founder will also be constantly learning and curious and want to improve. And so just providing that ground where they can know more about themselves allows for them to then start thinking about their next first hires and who complements them in the best way.
Right. Another, changing gears a little bit, I think another aspect of your background that I find fascinating is your time at the David Lynch Foundation. I don't think we have enough people in the community that have a nonprofit background. And, you know, there's people that are, you know, very active in terms of financially contributing, but being more hands-on and how that is going to influence your journey. I think that's something I would love to hear more about.
I started my career in venture out in 2005 in the Bay Area, and I was volunteering for what was becoming the David Lynch Foundation at that time. And so I had this kind of dual track of looking at founders and investing, you know, thinking through the investment process and how you have the impact that way as a tool. And then also on the nonprofit side, how are you using nonprofit dollars to have an impact? And over the course of my career, I think those two have really merged.
That makes a lot of sense. Like in the nonprofit world, we call it development, but raising money in the nonprofit world is challenging, and you have to really inspire people to obviously be looking past their pocketbook and tap into something deeper that motivates them. And I think if you can do that well in the for-profit space, you can crush. So that makes a lot of sense.
So when I came into the venture space, and it's a relationship-driven industry for sure, you know, I'm meeting founders now that I think I want it back in 2 years. It was just a mindset that I had baked in for building relationships of value, not transactional. You know, you have to have a transactional view on things sometimes, but I think really building for the long haul is what we do here, especially when you're watching a company mature for 5 to 7, 10, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes 15 years, you're building these relationships. That was a big learning that I had from the nonprofit space.
Well, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else that you would like to cover or share?
I think one thing I'd love to do is just call for, you know, for entrepreneurs, you know, multiple time entrepreneurs, people who you think you see really are going to do really big things. I think we have so many ways to engage with those types of folks. So even if somebody might say, oh, I'm not right for the co-build model, you'll be surprised you come in and you'll find some really inspiring other founders and residents here. And I think that bringing, you know, you can never underestimate how bringing good humans together, what comes out of it. So that's what I'd like to leave with, is just the call for good humans. And that just means somebody who, you know, knows how to build, ambitious, excited to do some industry changing things.
Where can people find you on social media?
I'm very active on Twitter too. So I'm Heather Hartnett on Twitter. My email is heather@humanventures.co.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Heather. I really appreciate your time today, and good luck, and look forward to working together.
Thank you. Likewise.